In Italy, Joe McKenna, how are you going?
Great, Mike. How are you?
G7 foreign ministers, are they angsting as much as everybody else around Iran and Israel and Palestine and Gaza and all of that?
Yes, I think we're going to see the predictable announcements shortly from those ministers who are meeting on the island of Capri. There are worse places to be. Probably expected to reinforce the opposition to what Iran has done and reinforce the support for Israel.
Has it changed dramatically? Because you look at people like Biden and Sunak. Up until Iran, what was happening was the pressure was going on Netanyahu and he was overreaching and we need to do something about it. And all of a sudden Iran happens and whoops, no, we're right behind Netanyahu.
Yeah, I think we have seen that shift. And now with this G7 meeting, it's going to be reinforced even more as these foreign ministers drive home the message.
Now, the youth binge drinking. What are you drinking?
Look, it's amazing. I think it's quite shocking in countries like New Zealand, Australia, the UK, we're quite accustomed to young kids getting drunk. But in Italy, it's quite shocking. 8 million Italians drank excessive alcohol in 2022. A lot of wine, a lot of beer, a lot of cocktails. 3.7 million binge drinkers in this country and 4,000 minors ended up in emergency rooms after drinking too much. That's a big change, I think, in the last 10 years that we've seen here.
What do you reckon's happened? Because it was one of the great things you could do in Europe is you could sit out and wander down the street and there would be no inebriation, there's no vomiting in the gutter, there's no fights breaking out. You know, it was civilised. And the Europeans, they're civilised.
Yeah, I'm wondering if the young kids saw it as a cool thing to do, modelling what's going on in the Anglo world, and too much time on their hands, and not in the old days, you know, we know Italians used to have a glass of wine with a meal, and now the kids are out drinking, partying till the wee hours and not really eating very much.
Such a shame. Now, Alfa Romeo, I saw this yesterday. It's quite a good-looking car, apart from anything. So it was going to be called the Milano. Where's it being made? It's being made somewhere weird, like Bucharest or somewhere, isn't it?
It's being made in Poland. Yeah. And I had to do a check. I didn't even realise that Alfa Romeo wasn't even owned by Italians anymore, I must admit. It's like Lancia and Maserati. They're owned by Stellantis, this multinational automotive company. The Italians didn't like the fact that they'd called the new Alfa Romeo a Milano, and they've been forced to change the title to a Junior. This car's going to be called a Junior. I don't know what that means. So the Italians were not very happy about that.
Always good to catch up with you, Joe. Appreciate it very
Thanks,
much.
Mike.
Yes, an Alfa Romeo Junior. Doesn't have quite the same. It's why the Italian language is built on poetry, of course, and Milano sounds so much better. I bought a BMW once, many years ago. You remember when the X3 first came out? It was the brand new X3. It was a brand new model back in the days when the small SUV thing was happening. And I went and bought an X3. Unbeknownst to me, it was built in Bulgaria. It was outsourced to somewhere. And it was within a year, I took it back into the showroom because the bolts in the car were so badly put together, it was rattling in a way that you could not even comprehend. But as I drove it to the showroom and went round a corner, the most ungodly noise broke out in the back of the car. This brand new car broke out in the back of the car as though a rock was rolling across the boot. And I thought, what the hell is that happening? And they said, how are you today? And I said, very well, thank you. Something's wrong with this. There's so many rattles. He goes, oh, yeah, that's standard. We outsource that to Bulgaria. So we'll just tighten the nuts and it'll be all right. And I said, and there's this horrific noise in the back. And he said, we'll check that out as well. Turns out the back diff had gone. The whole diff gone. They needed a complete new diff. And I went back and I said, I'm never having that car again in my life. I want my money back or another car. And to their credit, they organised a new car for me.
But not quite the ultimate driving experience.
Wasn't that day.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to News Talk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.